Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, evening, afternoon, everybody out there in Fish Explorer land. This is Tim Fishman Emery. You are on the Fishing Podcast. If you're just finding us on the World Wide Web through one of the podcast search engines or iTunes, we are located at www.fishexplorer.com. Fish Explorer is the number one resource for fishing information in Colorado, and with other fishing information as a part of it, we have all your ice fishing updates. If you want to know if a lake is frozen, make sure you get on board and find out what's going on. Make sure that ice is safe and so forth. Today we have a special event. We have a great guy that I've known for a couple of months now. He is a fishing fool and fishing fanatic and fishes wherever, whenever he can. In fact, I believe he probably ditches out of work sometimes to fish, but that's okay. He is manager of Discount Fishing Tackle. Discount Fishing Tackle located on Santa Fe, just south of Evans. Your best stop for fly gear, spin gear, and bait. So it's a good thing. So I'm going to welcome right now Mr. Tom Teasdale. Tom, how are you?
Good morning, Tim. Morning, everybody. Not too bad.
Thanks for coming on board. We appreciate it. So, Tom, you're the manager of Discount Tackle, but you also fish a lot. And the reason I know this is because I got you involved in the Carp Slam this year after prodding to get a bunch of guys like you involved. But tell us a little bit more about your kind of fishing experience right now in the on the Front Range and what you've been doing.
You know, I've certainly been a trout bum for a number of years, and recently in the last couple of years, kind of got on a warm water tick, and I fish whenever I can. I fish the Platte a lot in town, and as a matter of fact, my warm water urges have pushed me towards the salt to actually leave for Florida to move permanently in March.
Wow.
So I'm off to the salt. So
you got to get your warm water Colorado stuff in now.
Exactly. Yep. Up until March, and then it'll all be salty warm water.
Right. So. Right. Hey, Tom. The reason I heard about you through a couple sources, but I heard you were slaying carp, kind of fall winter stuff, and you guys had kind of worked on a new technique that you guys kind of called, I believe, tick nymphing. Is that it?
Uh huh. Yeah. I mean, that's if we had to put a name on it, that was the name we decided on. But we basically it was just using a lot of weight and just dragging it down in front of fish's faces and kind of ticking it along, I guess would be the way to explain it.
Were you using indicators?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, strike indicators. Exactly.
Okay. Tell me, let's get real in depth in this because, you know, I've had Barry Reynolds on a couple times and Barry's all about sight fishing and throwing that fly in front of the fish to get them to eat. But you guys are doing more of a check nymph, tech nymph, you know, you call it tick nymphing. It's more of a standard nymph type technique, right?
It is. It's just you're using an obscene amount of weight.
Uh-huh.
More than you ever would on, you know, maybe if you were like fishing the toilet bowl in the frying pan, you'd use this much weight. But, in the fall and winter, I found that to be consistently, productive as far as picking up the carp goes. They're in deeper holes. They're just sitting there. They're not turning on anything. So I found it a lot more productive to, get it down in front of their face where maybe I can't see them. But, we're always using typically smaller flies, like stone flies in a 6 or an 8 or a 10, big black hares, eagers, and, big pheasant tails. So it's a little bit different, but I found it to be particularly, productive in the colder months.
Mm-hmm. So, now, are you putting split shot on above the flies or below the flies?
Actually, we'll run usually two fly rigs.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll space the first two flies out about 24 inches, and then, I mean, we'll even put weight in the middle of those two flies. But, yeah, we're usually using, like, three or four BB-sized lead shot. So kind of a lot of weight for an infrared, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's cool. Now, you're fishing also, of course, you don't only fish carp, but that's one of your main things. You fish the mountains a lot and the Front Range. Tell us a little bit more about some of your fishing experience up
there. I do fish the mountains whenever I get the chance. I did have the pleasure of doing 22 float trips down the Lower Blue this year. We were fishing that river, every chance we got, sometimes two times a week. I did a couple of good days on the Eagle this year, a couple of good days in the Roaring Fork, and then some wading stuff at the Dream Stream in the fall. That's an event I always like to catch as the Browns before they go on the Reds there at the Dream Stream. I also do a fair amount of other warm water stuff, bass, and especially lately a lot of wiper with our buddy Jake McKittrick. That's pretty much my story.
You're not allowed to say his name on our podcast, by the way.
He'll kill you. No, he won't kill me if I say it.
Oh. Yeah,
no, if I mention it. No, we're buddies. So I can
say it. He'll kill me.
I'm just kidding. He'll be fine with it. As long as they don't tell you where.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. So your Browns, I love that Brown, that fall Brown thing as well, and it's actually still probably going on pretty well right now. What is your favorite technique to fish those fall Browns before they get on their Reds?
Flossing them, peg eggs.
Say that out loud.
Adapting. I did say that out loud. Yeah. Certainly a peg egg technique. A couple of what I do is I take a pearl nail polish and I'll paint that over an orange bead. And then that seems to be about perfect as far as kind of, matching the hash when it comes to the kokanee eggs and the brown eggs. About a size 6 circle hook on the end. Usually I choose red, and sometimes I'll take fish just on the red hook, it's definitely a peg egging style, more of like an Alaska, big rainbow, Pacific Northwest steelhead, technique more than anything. And then of course, big chunks of meat. Anytime I can throw big streamers at aggressive browns, that's always a good time.
Right. So that peg egg thing has always been kind of an underground Colorado thing. Nobody's really talked about it a lot, but in the last year, I'm hearing more and more people using the technique. Are you finding it's really working well because maybe the fish really haven't seen it very much?
I think that's exactly what it is. And I mean, the hook sticking out of a regular egg pattern, I generally don't like to give trout that much credit, but I mean, they have to, they have to see that, even though they might take it. If they can see a little, number, 28 tiny little midge, they can probably see a hook sticking out
right.
Sticking out of an egg pattern. I think it's definitely catching on, and I've been doing the peg egg thing for a while. I learned it when I was living up in the Northwest, It seemed to be particularly effective up there, and a lot of guys have done the exact same thing, just kind of adapting it here to Western trout streams.
So. Right, right. So we're going to take a quick break, Tom. We'll be right back. We got to pay some bills and make some sponsors happy, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about different underground techniques that you've got going on that you're willing to share here on the podcast, which is a cool thing. Discount Fishing Tackle is your source for everything fishing. From floats to flies, they've got it all. They are one of the few, and I mean this, the few independent all fishing shops left in Colorado. come check out their latest remodeling sale going on right now. 20 to 90% off of almost everything in the store, including Rapala, Storm, TFO, TFO fly rod and spinning rods, Shimano, Clawvale, Patagonia, Mystic fly rods are a brand new fly rod. Not on sale, but everything else is. Smith Optic glasses at huge discounts, so go check them out. They're located just south of Evans on Santa Fe. You can check them out on the web at discountfishinginc.com or give them a call at 303-698-2550. Make sure you go in there and tell them Tim Fishman sent you in, and they'll definitely take care of you. And we are back on the fishing podcast here on fishexplorer.com. My guest right now is the infamous Mr. Tom Teasdale, manager at Discount Fishing Tackle, and a huge fisherman, you know, fish junkie, trout bum. You know, Tom, one of the things about the trout bum moniker, I think, is that you go after trout, but you actually go after anything that'll eat. Is that right?
Absolutely. Anything that wants to eat a fly, I will certainly certainly throw, and the bigger the better. So I'm not picky.
Yeah. So. Hey, so, you know, a lot of our guys on Fish Explorer are from the Denver area. Where are some Denver, easy access Denver lakes besides the Platte that you may send some people to? And you don't have to give away the secret, but give us a couple of smaller lakes. You know, we all know about Chatfield, we all know about Aurora and Quincy and so forth, but what are some of the other places you might send people?
You know, the good thing about the Denver area and carp in the Denver area is that, I mean, we have commons all over, and, you know, the best, you know, some of the best carp lakes I've found, and I'm sure there's still hundreds more out there, but some of the best I've found has been, you know, driving by and seeing a lake and, you know, hey, let's go, you know, check that out. Lake Arbor, for instance, mm-hmm. is one, up north a little bit. It's like 80th and Sheridan. And, I grew up in that area, and, you know, I used to jump my BMX bike right next to, you know, right next to Lake Arbor. And, you know, just remembering, you know, seeing a bunch of, you know, a bunch of carp and stuff kind of brought me to that lake 5 or 6 years later when I really started, you know, fishing carp pretty hard. So, I mean, that's a great one. You know, there's, Harvey Park, which is really right over here, you know, right next to the store. You don't get a lot of big fish in there, but it's great six weight carp stuff. You know, you get a lot of, you know, 5 and 6 pounders, 7 pounders. You know, so I've just, you know, I've found, that really the best thing to do is just kind of pop out there and, you know, check your local ponds, check that little tiny little 1 acre pond that's, you know, over by your house, and you might be, pleasantly surprised to find a whole pile of carp in there. So.
Yeah, I agree. So your manager, Discount Fishing Tackle, and you guys got some cool stuff coming up or actually going on right now. You're remodeling. Does that mean you're cleaning up or just remodeling?
Both, buddy. Both. We're gonna try and take care of both in one foul swoop. But it's something that you know has been on our mind a lot lately. Just kind of if you come into Discount Fishing Tackle, it's no surprise that we have a lot of inventory, mm-hmm. and we're just hoping to clear some of that out, and you know maybe get some customers some good in the process.
Right. Right. You know, I've been going Discount for, probably 15 years since I really started to get to know it. And one thing that people probably don't know about Discount is it is pretty much the birth ground for some of the new fly fishermen in the world. You know, it created all the guys up at Taylor Creek, Will Sands, Kirk Webb, and so forth. It has created hook fishing. It's really the birthplace of a lot of guys getting into this industry that are going to be the next level. Is that something that you've seen over the years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you look at guys like Will Sands, and you look at, you know, guys like Josh Willey, mm-hmm. you know, Michael White's right-hand guy. You know, it really has been a spawning ground for, you know, a lot of guys. I mean, you know, Matty Snyder and, you know, a lot of those guys, all, you know, all kind of started here in Discount. And, mm-hmm. you know, I owe Discount Fishing, everything when it comes to, you know, my new venture. I'm going to go, you know, do the sales rep gig down in the Southeast. And if it wasn't for, you know, my position at Discount Fishing, that never would have came up.
Right.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's, you know, it's the way we joke about that all the time. You know, I mean, Scott Dixon, who's a guide for, South Platte River Anglers and a couple other guys. You know, I mean, he comes in all the time. I see Scotty all the time. And, you know, we always joke about it. Like, this is where, you know, this is where fly fishermen are born.
Right.
You know? It's kind of a funny deal how that, you know, kind of how that works out.
Right. Now you guys got a sale going on right now, 20 to 90% off almost everything in the store. Tell the guys out there exactly, you know, some of the great deals you got going on, especially the 90% off stuff, just for my likings.
Sure. Well, what we got 90 off on is actually some Action Optics and Smith stuff.
Holy cow.
I don't have a pair of Smiths in the store right now that's priced more than $40.
Wow.
If you want a great deal on a pair of sunglasses, come down here and grab them up. They're going fast. We're doing 30% off on any of the Cloud Veil waders. Cloud Veil is redesigning their wader line. So we're gonna move out the old and bring in the new. I got 50% off on some select size of the Patagonia waders. You know, you can come in here and get a $250 pair of waders for $125. We got great deals on spinning tackle. We're doing 40% off on some bait casters and stuff. 20% off on pretty much all the lures. You know, we got some great deals on line and, you know, great deals on fly line. Any of the display Temple Fork Outfitters fly rods that I have right now are 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a great deal on that. Our 75-cent flies have now moved down to 50 cents a piece.
Wow.
So we got great deals on fly tying stuff pretty much everything. Some Cloud Veil outerwear, some Patagonia outerwear. I got Patagonia like lifestyle pieces for as much as 50% off. Patagonia fly fishing vests for 50% off. So we got some good deals going on.
Great. And you said you got you guys, of course, are pretty much one of the few guys left that is a full-on fishing shop, not just fly fishing, but fly fishing and conventional gear. So you got Rapala, Storm, TFO, and their spinning rod line, which, if I'm not mistaken, is created by Gary Loomis. Is that right?
They have a new line that was just put out by Gary Loomis, and I do have the one piece saltwater Gary Loomis rods in.
Uh-huh.
So I got those, and you know, Lefty had a hand in designing all the spinning stuff as well. You know, so they're definitely well designed rods, and you know, we got Daiwa bait casters, and you know, we got Rapalas for 20% off, and all kinds of deals all across the board.
That's fantastic. And you guys are one of the few places in Denver to find bait. Is that right?
Yes. They're pretty much all gone. But we carry, fathead minnows, shiners, leeches. In the winter, we'll do, wax worms and mealworms for the ice fishermen. Yeah, as a matter of fact, bait's 20% off right now.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a good time to get out and go fishing.
Yeah. Are you an ice fisherman?
No, you couldn't pay me enough to get out there on that cold ice. The guys who do are just considerably more brave than myself.
You're a wimp.
I'd end up drunk in the corner of an ice shelter, I'm sure, if I ever went ice fishing. So.
Oh, that's great. Tom, tell us again, we're about to wrap up, so tell us where Discount is, phone number, website, so forth like that.
Sure. Website is www.4tackle.com, and we're located at 2645 South Santa Fe. It's a little south of Evans, a little north of Dartmouth on the west side of the road. And you can give us a call at 303-698-2550.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time. You didn't cuss, which I am very happy about. You came close.
I told you I could church it up for you.
You did. You did a great job, but I appreciate your time. Everybody out there, make sure you guys go say hi to Tom. I believe Scott Wells is in the shop too, so you can say hi to Scott. Tell him, you know, Fishman sent you so that we can get some PR for these guys and some great sales. And right now is the time to buy, you know, send your wife, send your girlfriend down so they can buy you a bunch of stuff on sale.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Tom, thank you very much. We will talk to you soon. We'll get ready for the Carp Slam next year. And, you know, if I don't talk to you on something like this before March when you move back down south, good luck. But I'm sure I'll talk to you over the phone.
I'm sure you will too, Tim, and thanks for everything.
Thanks, Tom. I want to thank Tom Teasdale of Discount Fish and Tackle for being our guest today. Like we said, there's a great sale going on down at Discount. You know, one of those stores in Colorado that is true Colorado. It is a little bit messy at times. They are remodeling, so that'll change things. And you can definitely find some great deals in there because I have found my share over the years. So go check them out, Discount Tackle. Over off Santa Fe and Evans, basically, a great place to get all your bait and so forth here down south in the Denver area. So right now, going on in the fishing in the mountains and fishing everywhere, everybody's talking about ice fishing. And I have to admit that until this week, I was shocked that ice fishing was this big deal. But just looking at the site, our numbers have jumped about, you know, 25% since the ice started to form. People are starting to look. People are getting excited. It's great to know. So ice fishing is there. We were talking, I was on the Fan Outdoors this weekend with Terry Wickstrom. We were talking about fishing flies through the ice. Great way to do it, and it's got me excited to go out there and try it. So if you're fishing with the flies through the ice, let us know how you're doing it and what you're doing, because always looking for new techniques and something different. And if I can throw my flies down in the ice and catch a lot of fish, hey, I'm all over it. Hey, we got great stuff coming up in the next couple weeks on the Fan Outdoors. We're going to be interviewing some legends of the sport. Barry Reynolds, who's one of our field editors. Pat Dorsey's going to be on there. Nicole Darden, who is a TV show host S and part of Exclusive Expeditions, is going to be some of our guests. It's going to be great. And we're all getting ready for ICAST, which is an event that is coming up. If you don't know about it, you should. It's ISE, the International Sportsman's Expo, coming up January 7th through 10th. We'll be giving away a lot of prizes, a lot of tickets on Fish Explorer. The winter giveaway is going on. All kinds of good stuff going on right now. So make sure you get signed up for the winter giveaway. Tell all your friends about it. And if you're listening to this podcast on a regular basis, you can go to Google or iGoogle and put your say that you want to see this podcast all the time. You put this little RSS feed and it will pop up every time there's a new one, which is every Thursday. One thing I've neglected to remind you about, Thanksgiving. Appreciate everybody for being a part of this. Hopefully your family has a safe and happy holiday and gives thanks for this Thanksgiving and is very thankful that we can fish and have fun. If you need more information about anything from this podcast, please email me at tim@fishexplorer.com, or you can leave comments here at Fish Explorer and tell all your friends. And make sure in the meantime, you get out there and go fishing.